I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like, music trivia, my top 5 music of the week, my top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about my music artist of the month and their top 5 hit songs. Artist of the month is The Beatles. The Beatles were the English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960 that comprised John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. They are regarded as the most influential band of all time and were integral to the development of the 1960 counterculture and popular music's recognition as an art form rooted in skiffle beat and 1950s rock and roll. Their songs incorporated elements of classical music and traditional pop in innovative ways. The band later explored music styles ranging from ballads and Indian music, psychedelia, and hard rock. As a pioneer in recording, songwriting, and artist presentation, the Beatles revolutionized many aspects of the music industry and were often published as leaders of the era's youth and social culture movements. At number 5, Hey Jude. Hey Jude is a song by the English rock band The Beatles that was released as a non-album single in August 1968. It was written by Paul McCartney and credited to the Lennon-McCartney partnership. The single was The Beatles' first release on their Apple record label and one of the first 4 singles by Apple roster of artists making label public launch. Hey Jude was a number 1 hit in many countries around the world and became the year's top selling single in the UK, the US, Australia, and Canada. Its 9-week run at number 1 of the Billboard Hot 100 tied the all-of-time record in 1968 for the longest run and the top of the US charts, a record it held for 9 years. It has sold approximately 8 million copies and is frequently included on music critics' list of the greatest song of all time. At number 5, Hey Jude. At number 4, Come Together. Come Together is a song by the English rock band The Beatles, written by John Lennon and created to Lennon-McCartney. The song is the opening track of their 1969 album, Abbey Road, and was also released as a single coupled with Something. The song reached the top of the charts in the United States and peaked at the number 4 in the United Kingdom. At number 4, Come Together. At number 3, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I Want to Hold Your Hand is a song by English rock band The Beatles, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and recorded on October 17, 1963. It was the first Beatles record to be made using 4-track equipment. At number 3, I Want to Hold Your Hand. At number 2, She Loves You. She Loves You is a song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney and recorded by English rock band The Beatles for release as a single in 1963. The single set and surpassed several sales records in the United Kingdom charts and set a record in the United States as one of the five Beatles songs that held the top five position in the charts simultaneously. On April 4, 1964, it remains the band's best-selling single in the United Kingdom and a top-selling single of the 1960s, there by any artist. At number 2, She Loves You. At number 1, Let It Be. Let It Be is a song by English rock band The Beatles, released on March 6, 1970 as a single and as the title track on their album Let It Be. It was written and sung by Paul McCartney and credited to the Lennon-McCartney partnership. The single version of the song, produced by George Martin, featured a softer guitar solo and orchestra section mix low, compared with the album version produced by Phil Spector, featuring a more aggressive guitar solo and orchestral section mix higher. At number 1, Let It Be. To do my recap of my music artists of the month and their top 5 hit songs. At number 5, Hey Jude. Come Together at number 4. I Want to Hold Your Hand at number 3. She Loves You at number 2. And at number 1, Let It Be. Modicum people, thank you for listening and see you soon.